Joining us right now is State Representative Matt Muratori, who is a candidate in the Plymouth and Barnstable State Senate District. He's in the Republican primary. Representative, good morning. Thank you for joining us.
Is it morning, Dan? I thought it was still Tuesday night.
Yeah, it seems that way in a lot of ways, and it's going to be Tuesday night for a while in some races, possibly even including yours, but I understand you have some new numbers for us.
Well, I don't know if they have new numbers. They finally came out around 4 o'clock this morning, so we've been up kind of looking at these numbers to try to dissect them a little bit and see, but it has us up unofficially 50 votes, which obviously, Dan, is close, so we're going to take a look at this now and see, where we kind of go from here this morning.
Now, we have heard from your opponent, Carrie McRae, who commented on her Facebook page that a recount is coming.
Yeah, I don't blame her. I think it was a great race. I think it was close. We always thought it was going to be a close race. I'm not surprised that there may be a recount on this. But, we've got to do what we need to do to defeat Dylan Fernandez in the general, whether it's her or I. And we've got to start that process as of today.
Now, one of the things that we were talking with John Creed is that part of the holdup is the mail-in ballots. Are you still waiting on more mail-in ballots to come, or are you expecting more from early voting? Anything like that you can tell us?
No, what we understand, again, we're still trying to dissect this, but we think all the early voting is in. It's just waiting for any more absentee ballots. As you know, those need to be in by this coming Friday. So we'll just see where all that lies and get the official results next week.
It's fair to say that you sound somewhat optimistic.
Well, I'm always optimistic, Dan. I think we ran a great race. We had a great team put together, a great plan. And again, the goal is to go on and defeat Dylan Fernandez and get this seat back to a Republican seat. And so that's what our focus is. Whether it's Kerry or myself that end up winning this, that should be our focus.
All right. So I know, like I said, I know you're still waiting for things, but can you tell us at any point what you think your next steps are going to be for right now?
Well, for right now, our next step, we have an 8:30 strategy meeting, which we have planned for a while now to start moving forward. We'll talk about if there's a possible recount, but we're also going to be talking about the plan moving forward to win in the general.
All right, but so far, according to your numbers, the bottom line is you believe you are ahead now by 50 votes in the Republican primary.
That's correct.
All righty. Well, we'll definitely keep a watchful eye on that race. Thank you so much for speaking with us this morning. We do appreciate it.
Thanks, Dan. Appreciate it. Have a great day.